This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howard, joined by Browns running back Chris Obanaya. Chris, welcome.
Thank you for having me. What's going on?
Nothing much. You tell me, how was practice today?
Practice was good. You know, it was a carryover from OTAs. We started mini camp, and it was good to get back on the field after a few days off and just starting to transition and get prepared to get ready to start training camp in about a month.
Head coach Rob Chudzinski said that there's no new install. You guys have pretty much had the install over the course of the last 9 weeks. What's the process been like learning this new offense?
Well, OTAs generally is an installation period, just being able to learn the plays. And then mini camp, you are attempting to execute those plays. And then training camp is more so the physical part of it and applying all that stuff into one. So this is basically a carryover and just being able to execute it and play at a faster pace.
What's the role of a running back within this attacking style offense?
There's so many different things that the running back can do. Obviously, responsible for running the ball, but, you know, protecting the quarterback and being able to run routes and, you know, getting open and being part of the passing game.
And for yourself and your skill set and what you bring to this offense, how do you see yourself fitting in? What is your role?
Just to be versatile, be able to do special teams and play third downs and, you know, wherever they call my number, just to be able to do the job at a high level.
Speaking of special teams, the Browns no longer have Phil Dawson, Joshua Cribbs, Ray Bubba Ventrone. Do you see yourself stepping up, being a leader within that unit?
I mean, I have to. I think that special teams has been such a crucial part of this game. But for us, we've been very good the last few years, and I think it's important to continue that tradition in special teams. And like you said, we lost some really good players, Phil and Josh included, and also Bubba. But, you know, guys have to step up, and I think that they will.
What's it been like working with your new position coach?
Coach Sutt has been fun. He's also a guy that's played previously in the league and has had some NFL experience. So, like GB last year, it's always good to have a coach that has had that experience because you can relate to them and they can relate to you a lot better. And, you know, he coaches us hard, and that's, you know, he has very high expectations, and, you know, we're trying to live up to those.
There's some new faces within your running backs room. Talk about some of the old guys that have been there from last year and some of the new faces. What's it been like gelling with these guys?
It's been good. Deion Lewis came over, I want to say, in April. And he's a new guy, quick guy, fun to be around, obviously. Our room is very tight-knit, and so we get along very well. And so Deion has done a nice job coming in, obviously. And then B-Jack, Brandon Jackson, just came back, and it's just, you know, like a brother coming home, you know, his family. And, you know, we can hopefully pick up where we all left off.
Let's talk about your course of action. Once camp breaks, what are you going to do for your vacation?
I don't think any vacation for me. I'd probably just lay low. You know, it's only a month and a half, so definitely go home, see family at some point, and then just get back to work.
And what is that one thing that you want to master before you hit the field for training camp?
Just to, you know, continue to work on my technique, whether it be special teams or, you know, on the field or on offense. And everything else, I feel like, you know, will take care of itself. Just be in great shape and go from there.
Well, Chris, thank you for your time. It's great catching up with you.
Thanks for having me.
Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. For Chris Obanaya, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.